Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's about 10 minutes to the start.
Just milling round the start.
It's an odd time now because it's gone 10, but we haven't started yet.
A couple of minutes before the start. We just see Mo Farah warming up.
As a man dressed as an Aston Martin.
He looks fairly chipper, doesn't he?
Can I see? So I get a picture.
Very fit.
Picture of Mo on the line.
Really?
Here comes everyone else.
He looks
really
fit.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
It's a bit, it's slightly cold, isn't it?
That yellow dot in the distance. Yeah, so to give it morning, running commentary. We are about to run the London Marathon. It is a bit cold.
Yeah, we're doing the long London Marathon record.
It's nice, but it's nippy.
Yes.
It's not that windy though. It was raining in the night. Stormy yesterday.
Yes. It's fresh, isn't it? A massive contrast to last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you've never experienced this crazy new start.
Yeah.
This is a hospitality celebrity start. So right. We can see Gabby Logan out there.
Is that where we need to be? Is that where they're going to
take
us?
Yeah, let's go over there.
Right, okay, they're going to take us over.
We haven't started yet. You don't have to pay any attention to us. You'll notice we're not even breathing.
No, they're going to filter us through. Ooh, sorry, Liv. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That's Paul wishing Emily Maresmo good luck.
Brush shoulders with... was that Judy Murray? Hello, mate.
No, that's a bloke.
No, that was Judy Murray.
Was it? I was...
No, we've been staring at Andy for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, Paul wouldn't let me ask him for a selfie. But it's very inspiring just to be near Murray.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
With this encouraging, you can do the voice, and it's just over there. No, it's not appropriate to do any money voice.
I thought he was running then. I'd been amazed if he'd been running with his old hip.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the point.
Those old hip injuries.
But no, he's here for Emily, which just goes to show what a great coach he is.
Yeah. Of course. It's
there he goes, he's gone.
Is that his coach then? I'm confused. That's
his
coach.
He coaches her.
Right, okay.
Here he is.
Presumptuous.
Ed Gamble. Yeah. Ed Gamble on my mic. That's Ed Gamble and Emily Maresmo. Oh, it's cold now, isn't it? I think 2.5 in this temperature. I'm running. Why am I running? Between the hedges along the red carpet they put out for you, Paul, which is nice.
All right, so there's the... Yeah, let's go.
There we go, have fun.
Let's filter in. Come on.
Okay. Whoa! It's exciting, isn't it?
Here we go. Here we go.
2019! We're London Marathon!
Press, there we go. There we go.
That's us going over the mats.
We're off. And we're starting.
This is it.
Yeah, we're off.
It's too exciting, I can't hear you. This podcast thing's not going to work.
Yeah.
Ah, it's good to start, isn't it?
It is fun. Yeah.
That way, there goes the Parkinson's guy. Go on, Parkinson's. So we've obviously been hanging around in the VIP tent, just getting more and more edgy and going to the toilet.
Waiting to go.
Incredible numbers of times, haven't we?
Yes. Are you... Still feel there might be a development in that area. I'm not going to focus on it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going
to... Well, remember, you don't have to do it in 2:59, so you're actually allowed to stop and go into a... You don't have to just stop and drop.
No.
Remember that, Paul, please. Ah, already great. Here's support, helicopter overhead. This is the first time I've ever done this bit without music.
Right. There's Heathside.
Someone from Heathside?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
It's hard to recognise him from here.
Now, I've got no idea what pace they're doing, but of course...
We're going a bit too fast.
These are all the very fast runners, so he's up.
Yeah, these are the...
Slow down already.
Club runners.
Let's not spend any energy.
Oh, yeah, we're going at about 8:10 pace, so that's
okay,
all right.
That's not... That's okay. So, it's the very beginning of the London Virgin Money London Marathon 2019, and it's
lots of
cold.
Yeah, it's fairly free. It's really good conditions for
it's
running.
It's perfect, isn't it? There's no sun, but it's mild.
Yeah.
There's no rain, no wind, and it's nippy.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be better, really.
That's perfect.
Although right now, I'm kind of freezing. We're wearing... What did you go for? I've got these kind of cycle shorts with shorts over the top, so you don't have to see my lycra-ness.
Right.
But they're nice and bodycon. We've got high-end running tops for New Balance.
Oh, very
emblazoned
high-end.
With their own faces.
We merched up this morning.
But no one's noticing that because we're also wearing two microphones on our face each.
Looking
which is crazy.
Looking more ridiculous than all right, mate. Good luck.
Who was that?
Some bloke.
Nice.
Some bloke who gave us a thumbs up.
Checked in with Nell on the start line.
She's so sweet, isn't she, Nell?
She's lovely. Yeah, really nice.
Real sweetheart.
And Ed Gamble, who's also a lovely bloke. He's only over there, actually.
Is he?
That's it. I can still see Ed. Nell's nearing the finish line now.
And I got confused about Judy Murray. I got really confused.
Well, you said
I thought there's Andy Murray with Judy Murray.
Yeah, and it was just Andy Murray with some bloke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Harsh on Judy. She is a Strictly fan. I never would have. Ah, mind the wire. Is there any important? Yeah, good.
There goes the recording. What happened?
Yeah, he kind of tugged on the wire at the back there. So that's probably the end of it. I'm going to have to. But we'll have to pull up.
Yeah, go on then,
Wait a minute.
Come up to the side. It's all right. Pull over to the side and have a look.
Let's do this. Hold this.
Sorry, mate.
And we got that far.
Yeah.
That's right. And someone just twanged on my wire.
So ridiculous. Right, we're recording it while we're running. We'll get to the end. It won't work.
They're both still in. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. Yeah, no worries. No worries. We're not tired yet.
It's technical. Are you got any Vaseline? Someone give me some Vas. Okay.
We're all good.
Nearly there.
Just around the next corner.
So, yeah, cheers. First technical hitch, less than a mile in. But, you know, it is.
Yeah, we've got to get it
too
right.
Too fast, so.
Yeah,
I
today's
think
about
it's
the podcast.
Good that we just stopped.
Yeah.
I was cross with that man as well, which wasn't really in the community spirit of the day. Hey, watch yourself, mate.
It's the. Because you hang out the back, I go the front, isn't it? So it's kind of...
I beg your pardon? I said I covered up my life.
It's a South London ting.
Come on, guys. We're at amazing charities. We're raising money for...
That's a nice lady who just bought her own sound system.
All right, mate.
Hey! That guy's running
spinning
for
off in a
Alzheimer's, running about twice as fast as us.
Yeah.
Have you done much? Been there? Done much running commentary PR in the last 24 hours?
Bit. Yeah, I went on TalkSport, had a little chat.
Good, nice.
They didn't quite understand, but it was all right.
Who was there?
It was Tony Cascarino and Georgia on the morning
show. Tony Camereri. Oh no, that's Danny Aiello in Moonstruck.
Yeah, and then we were quite interested in talking about football, which of course I wasn't really interested in.
No. Well, for two reasons. One, that's not what you're there for. And two, your team were having a bit of a time.
Yeah, they're not doing too well. So.
Yeah.
Cheers, Bev.
Hey.
People just hanging out.
Four people just hanging out in the roundabout. It's quite a nice spot.
Actually trying to cross the road.
Yeah, they're going to be a while, aren't they? Just 40,000 people going to come past.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a man. I thought it was a band. It's just one man with a trumpet. That's beautiful.
It's very good.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Giving it a bit of Rocky.
I really feel like I'm waddling. It's because I've had this quite a late pasta carb loading. Yeah. I've kind of compressed it all to a day and a half.
Yeah, I think you can train for marathon in a day and a half.
No, it's another carb loading in a day and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've had 4 pasta meals in a day and a half. I'm basically just Tagliatelle in human form.
So tell me, let's jump back a week. Last time we ran, it was Easter Monday.
Yeah.
We were talking the talk in Clitheroe Park and the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
What have you done since then?
I did one treadmill run.
Yep.
And then I did a little 2 mile round a hotel in Dubai trying to find the gym.
Good.
Couldn't find the gym, but just ended up sort of running around in the heat.
Great.
Feeling a bit stupid.
2 miles. But then you're tapering, so that's okay.
Yeah, tapering. Drinking most nights, but not a lot.
Yep.
That kind of post-gig. It's almost impossible not to when you've done a gig to thousands of people like that.
Yeah, that's
the adrenaline spike.
Of course, because you were playing arenas with Mark McIntyre.
Yeah.
So this audience, the number of people here at the London Marathon is like, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm used to being with this many people. So, and the gigs were good?
The gigs were really good fun.
Did they mention the fact that I'm the Dubai's number one award-winning comedian?
It's bizarre, because there's now a statue at the airport.
Great.
A daring statue.
Nice. Oh, I told them not to do that. It's so embarrassing. So
we're going at about 8.5 minute mile pace.
Yeah,
which is sort of about right, really.
Yeah, that's it. We're setting off faster than we would, but probably not too fast.
No.
As such.
But it's faster than our normal podcast, isn't it?
Yes.
But it feels okay.
It feels right.
Yeah.
Of course it feels right. I haven't got a mile yet.
Yeah.
And we went over the start line about, a minute and 20 after they started.
Yes, we got funneled in because I'm used to the start when you start right at the very, very start.
Which is a lucky, real privilege
of course
being
a celebrity.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
He's doing inverted commas in the air.
Yeah.
Although, you know, we've just been hanging with the stars.
Yeah.
Nell, Ed, Chris, Amelie.
Barry.
Andy.
Davo.
Yeah, Davo.
Pele.
Yeah, Pele was there.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor.
Yes, Richard Nelson Mandela.
Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare wouldn't shut up, you know what I mean?
Farage in the corner, stood on a box, shouting at everyone.
Living a life of bitter.
We're coming to... Coming to the mile.
Up.
Nice and easy.
1 mile to go.
Nice and relaxed.
1 mile in.
Feel the flow.
How are you feeling?
8:44. Feeling good. Good. Feeling good.
Good pace. Well done, Paul.
Not long to go now. Or is there?
There's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Here goes Gemma. Go on, Gemma. Just says Gemma on Gemma's back. So, here's something I want to introduce at this stage, should it come up later on.
Yeah.
I've got my phone in my right hand.
Yes.
To get pictures of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And clutching another phone in my left hand.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right.
And that was given to me by the BBC.
Giving you a phone?
So I can call them up on Skype.
All right.
When something...
Right.
Momentous happens.
Right.
So that they can put it on the telly. So keep your eyes out.
Keep our eyes peeled, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll phone the BBC. Could happen at any time. I'm not going to go too soon, you know what I mean? You wait
Could
for a thrill.
Could happen at any moment.
Wait, there's a dog. Yeah, hello,
yeah,
BBC.
Yeah.
Good news. I saw a dog today.
Yeah. So we're at the very...
Thank you.
...early stages.
There is a little dog. It's actually
people high-fiving as we go through South London.
Yeah. We're about to very pass, nice. If I remember rightly, we're going past the first toilet.
Beware humps.
Need to go?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Because kids drop off, I tell you, that is really the best thing about Celebrity Start,
yeah,
is fancy toilets.
Yeah.
I've been to that toilet before.
Have you?
Yeah. Run a mile, go for a wee.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bring my sponge, you know?
Yeah. This is nice. It's a funny stage to go watch a marathon, this, isn't it? Because no one's in distress. You come all sort of cheering the fact that people set off, haven't you?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's like, sorry, mate.
And these people will be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. The support is wonderful at the marathon because it's away from the support's point of view, you've really got to put the time in and cheer everyone.
Yeah.
But from the runner's point of view, it's just the constant flow.
Yes.
Of, like, it's like they're running a really relay of support.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's just one crowd all the way.
Yeah.
But it's made up of all different people.
Different folk, mate.
Yeah.
Different folk.
Guy on your left is running weights.
Right.
Johnny's running for the Paris. He has got headphones
That's
on, so
you
can ask him about this.
Yeah. Good luck, mate. Yeah, the humps, I remember the humps can be dangerous at this
stage. Yeah, if you don't see them, you can really go down. And these guys are from France.
Hump!
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 So some people are wearing headphones. Are you allowed to wear headphones?
Yeah, totally.
Are you? I didn't realise.
Yeah, it's only snarky, miserable runs where you're not allowed to wear headphones.
Oh, okay.
Generally, they just say, make sure you can hear the stewards.
Right, okay.
Which I think is much more
reasonable.
But then every now and again I enter a run and they say, we find it's much safer.
Right.
No one wears headphones.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and I find it's much rubbisher. Unless I've got Paul with me.
I don't like it.
Hump, hump.
So bored already, aren't they?
Hump, hump. That guy's got the hump.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. I'm going to have to up the quality of the comedy if they're going to be talking for 4 hours. Okay, this shirt is good. The back of his shirt says,
yes.
The GAY Foundation, hashtag, sponsor me, bitches.
Yeah. Like it, aggressive
really
marketing.
Good. It's, hello!
Oh my God. This is where... Hey, bruv, you all right? Good to see you, man. Don't worry about it, it's all good, mate. It's all good. It's all right, mate.
Good.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah. See us now.
Yeah. Mate, you too,
have
mate.
A
have a good
day.
One.
Listen out for yourself. He won't be on there because we didn't stick a microphone in his mush. I'll be brave and do that next time. Hump.
But he was.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah, you too.
You too. Oh, sorry.
He was. He was so excited about it that he couldn't sort of... no heckling before 2 miles, mate. Come on.
Harsh, what did he say?
He said, I say comedian.
Oh, God. Taxi for the comedians. Yes, please. Do they always shout a hump?
Yes, they did. Yeah. I remember.
See,
well, they did a couple of years ago.
Headphones.
Potentially a bit dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to get injured before you get to 3 miles because of a hump.
I just saw a lovely sign that just said, yes, 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 Amelia.
Yeah.
What's nice is there'll be more than one person called Amelia. You ever seen a sign to a different Paul? You just thought, I'll have that.
Hump, hump, hump.
Hey, there
have
he
fun,
is.
Mate. Have fun, man.
Hi. We had a chat at the expo yesterday. We were both comparing notes on how hot it was last year.
It was really nice at the expo yesterday,
oh, it was
wasn't
really
it?
Nice. Hello, Tiffany. Who said hello and came to listen.
Met some really nice people afterwards.
It was really nice. Shout out to the lady.
Cheers.
You don't know the name of that American lady, do you?
I don't. No.
Anyway, she came to the low. And she was great. She was running today. She was running a lot slower.
Yeah.
Really good form. Lots of joy. And just dropped in that she's got terminal cancer. So, you know, it's like, oh.
I know.
Huge
she was
shock
so,
for us. But
she was so full of life and joy, wasn't
the,
she? So gentle.
That's what the marathon, London Marathon, is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, turning that into joy, because, you know, she was...
She couldn't have been more upbeat, could she?
Absolutely. Totally positive, totally open-eyed.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah. Just on the cusp of a new experience. She was lovely. And a partner as well. What a sweet couple they were.
It was funny, because we didn't, you know, making it sound like it was like... Beyonce getting out of a limo. We only met like a handful of people, but it was such a little story of people doing different things.
Yeah.
Couple running together. My old friend Nat, who's this vet runs on Twitter, who's got a real dramatic story of how she was going to run last year and then she didn't run in this year. And that guy we just saw, who's just clearly a good he was nice. He was saying he's the club runner. He's got mates who run and everything, but he just feels like we're his mates who run. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he said, sorry if I talked too much, but catching up on 2 years of conversation I wasn't allowed to join in on. I was like, bang, yeah, that's funny. I'm into that.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Well, we've run 3 kilometres. That's about a quarter of it now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's almost there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey! People in...
They'll let you out soon.
Emergency services.
Oh, I thought they were in prison.
Yeah, it did look like they were being caged.
Got a laugh off the sidelines. That's a win. I'm done. There's a toilet coming up. Oh, do you need to go?
I'm all right for the minute. I'm all right.
Hashtag, there's a toilet coming up. Oh, do you need to go? I've just realised, talking of headphones, that quite reasonably, it's just us talking.
Yeah.
So, if you're not running with headphones and running about the same pace as us, we're going to become really wary.
I don't think so.
That's a small group of people who really won't need to listen to the podcast this week, because they'll have heard it live streamed. He's having a wee up against the tree.
Yeah.
Aylesbury. Go on, Aylesbury. Oh. I said Aylesbury wrong. I went to school near Aylesbury.
So, I don't mean to alarm you, but we did our second mile in 8:13.
Okay. Yeah, we've done 17 minutes so far.
Yeah.
Well, it's slower than previous marathons.
But still.
Much faster than we should be.
Yeah, it's all right, though, as long as you're feeling okay.
2 miles.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're not the only people recording. Photo bomb.
Yeah, good luck, bro.
Have a good one. Nice.
He's kind of prancing, isn't he?
It's the obvious thing.
He's going to be knackered, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I know what you mean. He's got... Oh, sorry. Next time. A little bit too far for a high five there.
Yeah.
I have to say that a little bit of fear of the kid with the high five pull away.
Oh, yes, with the... Taking the wire off.
There's a sign here that says, go, Dada, go. Which I think is a sign to any... radical art movement, but yeah. You want to completely change the perception of the visual. No, wait, it's her dad, isn't it? It's her dad.
This is actually quite a nice quiet bit, isn't it, before the two starts.
That's right.
Join, isn't it?
Because
the 3 miles.
The major, the massive body of the field.
Yeah.
We haven't met them yet, have we?
No.
Sorry. No. It's quite nice.
We started at the yellow.
Again, it's a luxury of the start we get, is that you get 2-3 miles to get used to the idea.
Yes.
Before kind of joining
you just get
the marathon.
Smashed in, yeah.
Proper.
Yeah. You feel, yeah, this is great.
Space-wise.
It's actually quite free.
This feels about
right. And then you
right.
just get, yeah.
It'll be all right the rest of it, but it'll be bottlenecking, won't there?
Yes, there'll be a bit, yeah.
I always find there's a funny bit. Heads up for later, because you go under the A12 or something.
Yeah.
And there's always a drum band.
Right.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
But you also go through a roundabout, and it's like, oh, great, there's a band. Oh, my goodness, someone's going to trip me up. Yeah. Highs and lows. So, after our run on Monday, I went out on Tuesday and did one of my usual kind of sevens.
Yes, okay.
And then... Oh, I did all my exercises and stretches.
Right.
Plank, most important, I think, just the psychological hanging in there.
Right, okay.
Practice.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do the stretching, like Melissa would want on Wednesday, but I didn't. I thought, just take the day.
Yeah,
and
just
then
chill it.
Did 3 miles with my wife, because she runs 3 miles now.
Nice.
On Thursday.
They're starting to run, aren't they?
Yeah. Stretching and exercises on Friday.
Right.
And then just chilled out. I'd like to, it's that thing of so easy to say, taper, you get lots of rest, get lots of sleep, but of course, that is slightly curtailed by the fact that the marathon takes place in real life.
Yes.
So you have to carry
There's
on
always
like,
loads
doing
going
stuff.
On, isn't there? Yeah.
So what? Yeah. When was your last show in Dubai? Was it on Thursday night?
It was on Friday night. And then it was a 2:30 flight from Dubai.
See, this is a prime example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
2:30, was Dubai about 4 hours ahead?
That's what I'm talking about.
So it's still
yeah.
bedtime in London.
Yeah.
Particularly 2 nights before a marathon.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, you just do what you can, can't you?
So how much sleep did you get?
I got about 4 hours on the on the plane.
Great.
Got a fairly decent sleep last night, though.
Good.
It's all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah. I went to the cinema yesterday, which was excellent. I can strongly recommend seeing a long film that you're into
right.
the day before a marathon.
Just to kind of turn
off. Because
I
totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
The marathon, that is. I didn't forget about the film. I was watching it. It was going in my eyes.
And was it good fun?
It's great. Well, I'll tell you what happened in the plot. It's Avengers Endgame. No spoilers. No spoilers.
Right.
But, and that was excellent. And then I went home, got to bed, you know, 11 or so, but after doing all my fussing, all my safety pins, all that
right.
rubbish.
Yeah.
Go on, Parkinson's. And then, but yeah, 2:30 this morning, someone went past my house on a very noisy motorbike.
Revving up.
Yeah, I think it was Evel Knievel. Could have been Eddie Kidd. Anyway, I woke up. I was awake for about an hour.
Just anxiety, isn't it?
Heavy yeah. storm coming.
Yeah.
And then my wife had a coughing fit and she felt really bad. She said, I've woken you up. I was like, I was already awake. And she's going, I'm trying not to cough. It's pretty dramatic. Back at Deering Towers at 2:45 in the morning.
But other than that, not too worrisome.
No.
A start to the...
No, I did some gigs. I think that from our point of view... There's a balance, isn't there? You need to rest, but
yeah.
if you didn't do any gigs in the week, you'd just be freaking out.
Yeah, you could do. You could do, yeah.
I think one night off is enough.
I'll grab a bit of water.
Maybe 2, 3, 4. Just going for water.
Cheers, love.
I didn't see that water station coming, so I'm in everyone's way. Yeah. But there we go.
Bit of book sense.
We must be coming to the end of... single-use plastic bottles. They're still using them this year. I think there was a
yeah.
plan not to, but they didn't do it.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of other things differently, haven't they? That you don't have to print out your letter.
Right.
They don't give you loads of paper freebies at the expo.
Right. I noticed a bit more paraphernalia generally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit harsh of that woman to say, come on, ladies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know...
Yeah.
Come on, all genders. All three genders. Or more.
So this is nice. This is a stretch that can seduce you pace-wise, can't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming into
a
little...
Flat downhill to 3 miles.
Yeah.
So, just looking, this guy's got... Getting some high fives, he's got some gels. What's your fueling plan?
Well, I'm going to do... Gels every hour or so.
Yeah.
Gel when I feel like it.
Yeah.
No, the truth about this one is, I haven't really thought about it that much.
Okay, that's apparent.
Yeah. yeah. I'm just kind of seeing how it floats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's fair enough. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Here's
the triple.
Here's the mix. Here.
It's a triple.
Here's the blend. Here, look.
Here we go.
Left.
Everyone's coming in on the left.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and you can hear it.
Quite nice.
Pretty
quite
exciting.
What
there they
nice
are behind
moment.
Us coming in.
Yeah.
Wow, it's doubled
yeah.
up. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's nice.
Just wasted a lot of energy saying woohoo!
That's nice.
And that's where. Oh, someone bumping into me. Oh, look, there's a bear.
Big crowds as we join.
Yeah.
Good place
Cheers.
To come and watch.
Someone wants to come past. Trying to get past by kind of kicking me in the heels quite a lot. Seems harsh. So we're on 8-something miles, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just
only 8
up
in a tiny bit. We need to slow down
to 12
a bit.
Miles. Yeah.
Ah, this is what's going past. This is the 3:15 paces.
Right. Okay. So that shows that we're too fast.
Well, they're coming past us. They're behind us. It's all good.
Yeah.
It just goes to show also if you. Wanted to get paced here, that is a crowd, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
It didn't cross my mind that
huge,
other people would knock our wires out.
Huge pace. Huge
blow
bundle
up kangaroo.
Of people around the 3:15 area. Lodging into that.
3 miles.
Just past 3 miles, we're doing about 7:55 pace.
But like we were saying before they came in from the left, it's a different thing. One, to not be running for time.
Yeah.
Two, to some extent rely on one's ongoing form.
Right, yeah.
And three, just to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose four, the perennial difference between me and you's running attitude and form, you know?
In terms of...
We're always in a different place. Sometimes it doesn't notice, but doing this together,
yeah,
we'll see exactly where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I did that 20 a couple of weeks ago, really struggled the last few miles.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the crowds will rescue me.
Yeah, yeah.
Crowds, gels, vibe on the day.
There's 5K, we've done a park run now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you.
Caution. Oh, and there's the river.
Right.
We see the river now and then
right.
Not see it for ages. But
nice.
This is an exciting spot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge roundabout. PA.
First big sound system of the day.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Big church. You can come
God's
and explore
in your life.
God's
here
glory in
TFT
our life.
Cathedral.
I think there'll be a fair few people thinking, yes, I went too fast.
Yes.
Good old dose of God's glory. I need it. Welsh flag.
Nice.
Go on for the dragon. I don't know why I celebrated that. I mean, my granddad was Welsh.
Why not? Why not?
There's one of those signs there. Reduce speed now. And the car falling into the dock.
It's a great support.
Power up, power up.
So we're still joining.
Yeah,
we still haven't quite melded.
We're running next to them, but they're pacing us in so we go the right distance.
Right.
It's just up here. We end up on the same page.
Right.
But also, we've got a slight hill now.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I wish I got a photo there. There was an abandoned inhaler on the ground.
Right.
That's worrying. I hope that person doesn't need ventilation in the next 23 miles. That person's done loads of running. Got loads of information and photos on the back of his top. He's going so fast. There's no time to read
it. Yeah, he's off before we got the chance.
He's done 36 ultras, 220. Yeah. All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Bikes. That's cheating, isn't it, bikes? Yeah, hill ahead of us now, but look at the crowd.
Up. Yeah.
That's great, isn't it? Did you watch any films on the plane?
On the way back, I didn't actually see anything on there because it was too... I was just trying to sleep. It was one of those.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was tempted to watch Star is Born Again.
Right.
But I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just chilled.
You really go gaga for that film.
Yeah. Wow, wow. I really loved it.
I have not seen it.
No, it's great.
Do you know what film I saw? It's really good because me and my wife watched it just because it was on.
Yeah.
But simultaneously, really good and a bit more of a marathon warm-up than I'd thought.
Yeah.
It's A King's Speech.
Oh, yes.
That's a good film. Lots of good acting.
Lots of
a good story.
Lots of kids.
Beautiful thing.
Kids seen us through.
Yeah. High five. Got Lars.
Keep going. Keep going.
I think he said something pretty filthy there.
Keep going. Don't give up.
Yeah, I don't think he said that. It's amazing how often you seem to... passing someone who's seeing the person that they're supporting.
Yeah. I've got some people about the 4 or 5 mile mark.
Okay, good, that's soon.
But, you know.
Eyes peeled.
Yeah. Whether we'll see them some other day.
We're hoping to see a few people. People have been in touch to say they'll see us. Apologies in advance
if we fail
to see you.
Yeah.
I'm sure I actually will see my own family this year.
Oh, yeah, they're coming, are they?
Unlike that time, yeah. Be lucky out for them at 17.
Right, okay.
So not quite yet.
Yeah.
Not quite yet. This is it, we're now, everyone's drifting left and feeding into the whole main group.
Yes.
As we
get
to the top of this little hill.
Yeah.
And as far as London goes, I've got no idea where we are.
No. No. Sorry.
It's not a hump. I'm on the island in the middle of the road, which is nice for now, but it can't last.
Tempting to cross over. We might have crossed over too soon.
Yeah. I think people worry about it a bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this BBC phone is already hurting my hand.
Is it? Well, listen, thinking, like when we see
we'll get a few videos, and then when we go over Tower Bridge, I'm going to lob it in the river.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sound good?
That's it, yeah. We don't pay our licence fee.
When the guy gave it to me at the start, he said, I'll get that off you at the end. I was like, oh.
Oh, really?
That wasn't what I had in mind.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a freebie.
Do you know where we are in London?
Absolutely not. I've no idea where this bit is. Woolwich. Woolwich Church Street, yeah.
Nice. You didn't know that though, you read it off the
door, just so
you
know. Here we go. Through 6 kilometres.
There's a man having a wee.
A lot of urination going on, yeah.
I'm building up for one of those at some point.
That could be our first BBC moment.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, great. That'll break America.
Yeah.
Should actually send him a, I don't want to say dick pic on the podcast. I don't know, when you were talking to Neil McKenzie before we set off, Ed Gamble dropped a little swear. I called him out and he swore magnificently.
Did he really?
I don't know to what extent Steve can share that with us.
Swears, okay.
But it was, he really took the opportunity. Certainly made me laugh. I think, you know, the language, the use of language could change as the day goes on, depending on what goes on.
Yes.
It's like to rain.
Yeah, actually, a little bit of rain would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, except I didn't wear my cap. I can handle it.
Shouldn't, as long as it doesn't affect the gear.
And I didn't put condoms on the microphones. But I think if we were wearing 2 condoms on each of our faces...
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. That would... have fun. Yeah. A little bit of space there.
Yeah.
For the passer through us.
I actually wear a condom at all times.
Yeah, but
I'm so naturally fertile.
It's on your microphone.
Just a safety. Oh,
I see. I wonder why I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
It's just for safety's sake, that's right. Well, I remember you actually conceived during the London Marathon in 2005, didn't you? Some people in the upstairs window there. Hey! We're creating quite a lot of interest, but
there's
more
interest, yeah.
Sense of people who need to get past us.
Yeah, that's right.
It makes a nice change to be those people who need to get past.
Yeah.
4 miles, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
There goes Phil. Go on, Phil!
Phil's tooled up.
Yep.
Phil's flags.
Silly boppers.
Yeah.
Gels. Yeah. Unicycle. He's not really on a unicycle, that was a joke. Oh, that man. You can see him as well, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. There's a man wearing only shorts.
Yeah.
But he is purple all over.
Hence a tone purple. Nice. Looking fit and strong like some.
Yeah. He must
superhero.
Be cold.
Yeah.
He must be cold. He hasn't thought that through.
Hey. Hello, mate. You all right?
Thank you, Marshall. Fantastic selection. See, we're into it now. We've got a combination of serious runny runners.
Yes.
Serious charity runners.
A bit of fancy dress.
Silly charity runners going really fast.
Yeah.
Silly charity runners going really slow. Water again. Do you want one?
Float through. No, I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
The excitement you can hear.
I think I'm okay.
Is the water station.
I'm going to go to the loo.
Yeah, me too.
It feels a bit stupid to take loads of water when you're bursting for the toilet. But I have done that before.
Should we go into one booth and cross swords or go to two different ones?
Let's two booth it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
By 22, we'll be we'll be in there crying in each other's arms.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I just want to go in there for a cross. Right, it's going to be difficult to get over there, isn't it?
Here we go. There we go. Running.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's actually quite difficult to get into the shorts, past right. The recorder, etc. Were you okay?
Yes, seems
good.
Good. Seems good.
So I saw someone we know going past, but you missed them. Those toilets are already horrific.
It's a question of timing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got the timing just right, a door open and we went in.
Yeah, the person before me didn't lock. But I think that gives me a right to just join that guy.
I must say I'm already feeling heavy legged. Yeah. I don't know if it's just
it could be tiredness that
or tension or
just listen to it and we slow down.
Yeah.
And just see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hoping it's going to be one of those runs where you get fitter the longer you run.
Yeah.
Like run yourself into fitness.
Yeah, we're warming up.
Like the kind of Eddie Izzard sort of model.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
Have you got, specifically, what are we monitoring body-wise here? Your legs are feeling heavy.
Just legs and hips. And legs are feeling a little bit heavy. But they can do at the beginning of a long run sometimes when you're a bit tired.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe if you just focus. So let's.
We're not doing that.
50 minutes or so.
I'm not taking a photo.
Well, she's already. Oh no, she's got gels. Approaching the time of first gels.
Yeah, I'm not doing a gel until we've been going an hour and a half.
Right.
I like to get to.
You like to see.
Use
it as a
all
treat.
My breakfast first.
Yeah. I still feel it. I feel my pasta filling me. But see, in a good way, actually.
When did you eat pasta? Late last night? Or just
about
all day
seven,
yesterday?
About seven, either.
Okay. So well, this is good. Do you know what I did?
What did you
I had, we had a pasta lunch sort of early yesterday because we had to go to the expo.
Yeah.
Really nice. And then I had some leftovers of that when I got back.
Right.
And then, of course, we were in the cinema at tea time yesterday.
Right.
And we snuck in.
You snuck in a pasta?
Sushi. Right, so we're in the cinema.
Yeah.
Eating sushi. And then, not fishy, just, you know, avocado.
Right. Yeah.
And then in my pocket, halfway through the film, and I had forgotten, so I got it out and was like, oh yeah! Baked potato.
Oh, that's good. That is nice, isn't it?
Cheeky spud.
That's a sign of a marathon runner, isn't it? A cheeky baked potato upon their person.
Yeah. In a pocket, yeah. Like when you find a fiver or a chocolate bar.
No one's searching for baked potatoes, are they?
No.
Yeah.
It would, if I'd gone through a metal detector, they got it because it was wrapped in aluminium foil. Right. It was a... The potato was nice, but the beans are really hot. Really ran all down the inside of my hoodie. So
we're still coming through South London.
Oh, yeah, we
good
will
support.
Be. For,
yeah.
What is it, the rest of the time? I think I've got to go on Rob there, which is nice, unless this guy's called Rob, because I'm not wearing a Rob.
There's another Rob Deering, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Robert
Deering. Good luck to Robert Deering.
Yeah.
Anyone who's tracking him and thinking he's singing, who's that tracking me? It's not me. Also, we are 26370 and 26373.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, who are 26712?
1 and 2, yeah. That'll be marathon talk, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
typical.
Yelling. Yeah. Where are you yelling? That was a great run with Martin Yelling. We should do that again.
Yeah. Coming through a big old brass band.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Nice.
See, now we're in the proper run, you get a whole band, not just one bloke playing a trumpet. Woo!
Kent Youth Jazz.
Brilliant. I met Robert Wang, says that sign, which is quite strange. More Welsh flags.
Very nice.
I was just about to tick off all the places where people you might see are going to be. You've got in touch, and I realise I've forgotten all of them.
Yeah.
Someone said I'll be by a garage at a mile.
Let's run back and see.
And here's a garage, so yeah, that's probably them. Hello. So on this run on Tuesday, in sort of normal distance.
Yeah.
I wore one of the new pairs of trainers.
All right.
Hey. Hello, privilege to run with you.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Here's to
early days, isn't it? Let's have fun out there. You enjoying it? Good, good, good. You're good, good, good.
Stay slightly in front, you can do it live. Hey, look, he's done comrades, that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, sorry.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, bro.
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Yeah,
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Absolutely. Are you at the Green Man? So would it be to do with the Green Man, like near the festival?
Yeah. Festival,
and then do a half marathon as well?
Yeah,
I'm in. So, yeah. Sounds good. Great, yeah, lovely.
Take care, mate. See you later. So you just got a gig?
Yeah, well, I got a half marathon.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, these guys are good.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Try and get a too late for a picture. I missed them. That's three guys doing an Indian dance to Serious Drums.
Nice.
Dressed in their full gear sashes and turbans and tiaras. That was great. Really would have been good to get a photo.
It's all right.
What fun to BBC.
Hello, BBC.
Yeah. Just saw a man.
I love that.
I'll admit to you now. Oh, there's a Superman.
Hey!
That's your mate, Sir Paul Mars. Right?
Thank you, Marshall. Sorry, bruv.
This is where. See, we're coming up on 5 miles.
Yeah.
And it says 44:30 on the clock. And this is where I say, oh, good. That's 9-minute miles. But if you think about it,
because we set off a bit late.
What, 1:20 off that?
Yeah.
They're not 9-minute miles, are they? And we've been to the toilet. Paul, we're going too fast.
That was Did from the Stag Night in Burton. That was him, yeah.
Excellent. That has been truly that's what you've done in the 4 months run up to the marathon.
And the noise I made when I saw him was slightly childish. Good fun.
I don't know if that's
good
the
South London.
Last time you're going to make that noise today.
Yeah. I'm feeling a bit better now.
There's a picture of Jennifer Lopez up there.
Nice.
I'm still
nice.
I still think I'm fit.
If any more inspiration is needed,
she looks fit enough. Ow! Ow.
You okay?
Yes, I ran in some of my new trainers on Tuesday.
Right.
Slight uphill in Highbury Field.
Yeah.
Really hurt my toes.
Right.
And there's still an issue. I think there's going to be a burning heat of pain in my toes.
In your feet?
Only for a couple of miles starting around now.
Right.
And then the whole leg will turn into a numb stump and we can forget about it.
And then you'll start to really enjoy it. Once you get beyond that. The numb stump.
Tell you what, shall I phone the BBC? We're about to get to the drums under the bridge.
Yeah, okay.
Should we give it a go?
Yeah, why not, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Happy running. Thank
enjoy
you, Marshall.
Yeah. Take care, love. She's away. She's looking strong.
How many miles are we in?
We're about 5 miles in. I think we should leave it till later.
It's just jumps.
Do you not think?
It's the jumps. It's not working.
All right.
Okay, I'll abandon that.
Yeah, leave it till late. It's all right.
Yeah, it was worth a try.
Yeah.
Anyway, here come the jumps. Listen
to that.
This
is great. I love this bit.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love that bit. I love those guys.
From the very, very young to the very, very old. Everybody is saying hi.
They're brilliant. I've done marathons before where I've already been quite tired at this point.
Yeah.
There was one year I was trying to beat 3 hours and I hadn't done the training.
Yeah.
But I set off with a sub-3 pacer.
Yep.
By this time, I was a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Already, you know.
Well, similarly
stupid,
but different level, but the same principle. I remember getting to 8 miles on my first one.
Yeah.
And just thinking, well, yeah, I'm tired now.
Yeah.
I wasn't broken or anything. It's like,
I'm totally
tired.
Yeah.
It's a very disappointing realisation.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Accompanied with the realisation of how long you ought to go.
Now, my idea for phoning the BBC, see what you think of this, is to try and get them as you pass the Cutty Sark.
Right.
And then, if it's close enough, either that or up the creek.
Right.
Because everyone gets excited when they pass Cutty Sark. But for comedians, passing up the creek is always a bit of a moment.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
I did up the creek the other day.
Good fun?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Fun times, yeah.
But one time I did it, like, I did up the creek and the boat show, which are both on the marathon route.
Right.
In the last 36 hours for the marathon.
Oh, that's quite nice.
And they're kind of putting the barriers out.
Yeah.
It's like two worlds colliding.
Yeah. I'll be here in 12 hours.
It really is. Hey, it's so lovely seeing people we know through the podcast. And it's already, if I'm honest, it makes me well up just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think as time goes on, that can only get worse.
I think it's a nice connection with people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
When people not recognise you on stand-up, it's great.
Yeah.
But with a podcast, people are like, just really pleased to meet you. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different deal, isn't it? And
yeah,
that's great.
It's a bit more intimate because you're with them.
People in the window. Woo! Upstairs.
Lazy.
People upstairs never wave back.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn them. So we've got a different scene now. It's a little bit, the buildings are taller.
Yeah.
We've just gone under that, whatever road that was with the drums. Where are we getting into? Probably getting towards Greenwich now, aren't we?
I think we are approaching Warwick. I think we're just getting near, I think this is Warwick, near Warwick Arts Centre.
You are.
Yeah.
Such a castle. Well, Shakespeare, we saw back in the 10-1, how he's doing now.
Yeah.
He's a Warwick lad. He said, I said, what's your plan? And he said, to be or not to be, that's the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Or to take arms against the troubles of my rising in him.
Hey, I scared that man with my Shakespeare.
Spotting. So this is actually quite a nice quiet bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite
it's a good
nice
wide road, so run down the middle.
Yeah. Just started to rain.
Yeah.
Bit of wind. Oh my God! Oh my God, she's crossing the road!
What are you
she's
doing?
The road
what are you doing?
Oh my God! kids, babies falling, kids, people crossing the road.
What, cheeky road crossers. You rarely see them, and she did it just then, but in Berlin, there's a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah. Few people don't know how close they came to a daring pushover.
Right.
Get out of the way!
Yeah.
Which is not the attitude, is it?
No. Totally, this is where
Should I pop into Pepe's Poo Poo?
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
I'd like to pop into Pepe's Pop in.
Hey,
Whoops!
So it's about this time where you feel, you're feeling a bit of flow, aren't you, when you're running?
Yeah.
You sort of warmed up a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is space, isn't there? I mean, it's crowded, but there's space.
Yeah, it's it would be awful if it was all the time.
Yeah.
Also, I think we're lucky the pace we run at, there's quite a broad spectrum of pace that you can kind of fall in with.
Right.
You know? Whereas I think if you're kind of running, but running slow, and you're in the run walk era.
Yeah.
Then it's probably
that can get a bit.
There's
tricky,
a lot more in the shakedown, you know.
Yeah.
We're all running at different paces, but everyone here is running, which makes the thing flow very smoothly.
Some people are coming through, yeah.
There's equally, of course, this is a London Marathon. There'll be people running, walking, people walking all the way.
Yeah.
And that's good too.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Go for Parkinson's. Have a good one. Looking good.
Come on, Andy.
Another band.
Another sound system.
Nice. That's a steel band playing, having a bit of a face-off with the sound system from the crowd.
Yeah, a bit of a sound clash. Bit of a South London sound clash.
It's a shame because the steel band were playing, I think, a cover version of the Blind Date theme tune. Silla. Black.
So, at the next water station, I intend to take My first gel.
What?
It's a new one. I've never taken one before.
Oh, God.
So it's a pomegranate organic energy gel.
If you go into anaphylactic shock, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. To a certain extent, am I not going to stop? Yeah.
No. The podcast must continue.
Excuse me, St. John's Ambulance, man down. Anyway.
BBC first Skype.
Another steel band. It's going to be a battle of the steel bands. I have to say, we saw a really heavy bobbin mixed race steel band that looked kind of like the Specials.
Oh, yeah.
And then over on the left, you can see the man dressed as a carrot as well, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I can see.
And then over on the left, there was a very small steel band.
Right.
Entirely made up of old ladies.
Right, nice. Like it. Like it.
It's a nice balance.
Nice combo.
It's good here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah. Really nice.
That mile, that specific mile, 5 to 6.
Yeah.
It's like saying, get into the flow. That passed in a trice.
Yeah.
I mean, we warmed up now.
Yeah, we warmed up.
Long may it last.
Yes.
And it's that funny thing as well when you think, oh, this clock's broken though.
Yeah.
We've done 9A apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, that good. Clock, 9A in 30.
That clock is broken.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicago.
Nice.
Better.
Alright, mate, yeah. Alright, mate.
Baby, won't you take me home? That's great. Big sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a big sign that says...
Oh, hey, I'm going to get some water.
Big sign.
Cheers, love. Thank you.
Honestly, if he's not drinking water, he's weeing. He's not... In goes the gel.
Yeah, I'm going to have the gel, yeah.
How's that taste?
I'm out of here.
He hasn't had it yet.
Let's have a look.
He's gelling up. Chaps and Jess, you're the best.
That's all right.
He's drinking it. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Down in one. This is good. That's another good sign. Malcolm's Corner, done in the style, like it's a really important part of the race.
Yeah.
Not only
huge for Malcolm.
Is it not that important? It's not even a corner. It's just a spot. I'm starting to see more charity support stations left and right. Coming up on 10K. Paul's still working his way through his 11s.
Nice, got through it.
Pomegranate's a nice flavour. Did it actually taste nice?
Yeah, tasted okay.
Well, that's something.
Hopefully it worked. I couldn't find any goo at the expo.
But I gave you some to rub around your scrotics today. Oh, you weren't talking about Vaseline.
Had a bit of that.
Well, we just both got 10K PBs. So, chances are we've gone off too fast.
10K in about 53.
Yeah.
Actually, 52.
What does that mean? Good, bad.
We're going about 8:55 now, so.
We're going past
settle down.
Proper Royal Maritime Greenwich right now. Pretty picturesque. I think it was like my fifth marathon before I saw that it went past here.
Right.
I had my head down. It's all a bit gorgeous over there. Cornish flags on the right now, which is not something you see every day.
No, it's not, no. Lovely bit of Greenwich.
Yep.
Feeling the Greenwich vibe.
It's very supporty.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Another fancy dress. Thank you. Cheers, love.
Go on, smiley faces.
Batman on the right there.
Yep.
Looking good. That's kind of smart after a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny because I thought you said that man.
No.
I was waiting to see what it was. No. But it's Batman. Right?
Yeah. He will find you.
No, wait, that's a quote from the last Mohican.
As long as it's not the Batman, we'll be all right.
Batman.
That would be scary.
In which case, as Arthur Smith might say, I'm running as Florence Wilkins. This is the big camera on the corner.
Come on, Batman.
So we're probably on television, Paul. Get your TV face out.
Yeah.
I've got two phones like a cool young dude. Oh, they young dudes. Carry the news. Hard right. Oh, look, see that blue and white one? That's Parkinson's UK.
All right,
let's go and get some support.
Yeah.
They might not see us because of the tops.
Yes, yeah.
But we'll give it a go. Hopefully there's someone I know here.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Hello, mate. You're right, bud.
Hey! Nice. The great thing is you get two people shouting, 100 people just join in for fun.
Yeah, that's it. It's a quick ripple, isn't it?
This is a nice pacing moment to Cutty Sark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've run far enough for it to be fun. But really, it's, as Churchill might say, it's the end
of the beginning.
Of the beginning. Of course, Churchill's in the King's Speech. Oh, they're giving it the funk. A bit
sort of cobbly now for a little bit.
You're hobbling, eh?
No, cobbly.
Oh, cobbly, slightly, yeah, don't cobbly. Slip. When it's really rainy, I think this is quite troublesome. Go on, Gordy. Gordy's running for Acorns. Great charity. And Goldie is running for Cancer Research, but he's also wearing huge headphones.
Yeah.
So, not much point in chatting. Go on, Goldie. It's an exciting spot, isn't it, here?
This is really nice, yeah.
Really good. So, yeah, next bend, we're getting to up the creek.
Should we do a little? Do you want to do a little stop there?
Should try and phone?
Yeah.
Try and phone the BBC. Yeah. That'll be exciting, won't it? Okay. I hit that one.
Do they actually talk to us, or do we just record it?
We'll check in.
Yeah.
And see.
Right.
So far, this does not appear to be working.
Okay, cool. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
I'll wait for it this time.
Okay.
See what happens.
Cool.
Hello? Well, I don't know if you're getting this, but me and Paul Tonkinson, there he is.
Hello.
We're just running, we've just come past the Cutty Sark. Really exciting.
Yeah.
And we're turning right through Greenwich. Pastor, hello.
Yeah, can we pass up the Creek Comedy Club?
The connection was too weak.
Yeah.
Try again later.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to go well, that, isn't it?
That could be one of those good old-fashioned pain in the arses, couldn't it?
Whoa, what's happening? Ooh, hello.
Bit of a bottleneck there.
Oh yeah, it was, wasn't
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, mate.
Hump.
Bit of a fun look, wasn't it?
Here's up the creek, though.
Yeah.
BBC or not. Yeah, I can't get it. And there goes
Suddenly
up the creek.
Suddenly got funnelled up there.
Last chance for up the creek. Got it. So 3:30 just went past us.
Right, okay, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Still feeling fairly relaxed, but my legs still haven't feel... I just don't think they're going to feel good today.
Did you read that sign there?
What did it say?
It lacked wit, I thought. It said, a marathon is not as easy as your mum. That's not sophisticated wit, is it?
It's a great diss, though, isn't it? Why not?
I had
Very quite fitting that it's outside up the creek.
Yeah, that's right. Taxi for the comedian would be really welcome now.
Hello, mate, you will. Good man, looking good. Cheers,
bro. Thank you. Go to it. And realise that our plans to stick out a microphone and interview people currently.
I think if that happens, it'll happen later.
Yeah, when people
Whenever
slow
gets
down.
Really.
They're just basically saying to us as they go past, "Go on, lads."
Yeah. That's fair enough. That's what you want.
It's what they want.
Everyone's finding their flow, aren't they?
Yeah. I've got an achy right hip now.
Have you?
But then that is not unusual. So. It will just settle down.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I've been doing since I saw Melissa with the stretches.
Right.
Is trying to keep my hips in balance. I don't know what success I've had.
Right. Try to loosen them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Loosey-goosey.
And keep them regular.
Right.
With each other. And one of the things I've noticed is, I don't know if it means anything at all, but when I plank,
Yeah.
I'm a lot more symmetrical than I used to be.
Right, okay.
I used to kind of, as I sagged towards the end,
yeah,
I used to kind of, my head would always go off to one side.
Right.
Whereas now I just sink steadily towards the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 7 miles.
There was a sign there that just said, keep calm and don't poo yourself. Good tip.
Yeah.
Tip for life, not just a marathon.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't pee yourself during any marathon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is it too late for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I just think, for the sake of showbiz, we should say, should we call it end of part one or should we get to Tower Bridge? It's quite a bit further, isn't it, Tower Bridge?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've done an hour now.
All right. Well, dear listener,
that's
the first bit. We've gone through the Cutty's Arc. We failed to phone the BBC.
Yeah.
We chatted to a lot of superstars.
We're doing about 840 miles. My legs are already hurting.
We'll join
Rob's
you.
Rob's hip is collapsing.
Yeah.
People have stopping and snotting everywhere.
The smile is turning into a grimace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll
be
with you in about 10 seconds.
Yeah. Cheers, bro. Thanks,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. Have a
Looking
good
run. Good. Go on, Nico. Go. For Parkinson's. Different Parkinson's charity, though.
Right.
Give us a double clap, just in case.
Right. One, two, three.
Double clap. There you go,
Steve. Here we go, we're back.
Well, if all goes to plan, you're joining us for part two of the VLM 2019.
Yeah.
There's another band
yeah.
on the front of the Duke. 7 miles.
7 miles in. Feeling
Coming
good.
Out of Greenwich, heading for... Chester. We're about to come into the outskirts of Chester.
Yeah. Up the M6. Through the toll.
Someone did get in touch online and say there's a really nice pub with craft beers in Bermondsey.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say, I think you've quite understood what the schedule is on Sunday.
Yeah. Love to. That's not going to happen.
No. We'll be... what's the word I'm looking for?
Running
Busy.
A marathon, yeah.
Got to tell you,
yeah,
pretty sticky underfoot after the Luke's Aid station.
It is, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone just caught my wires again.
You okay?
Well, I hope so. I do not like that.
Do you want to check it?
Yep, I have to.
Okay. Ooh, sorry, bro. Okay. Go on, then. Woo.
If there's anyone listening to this who's running the marathon behind us,
watch out for the wires.
These wires, they're both fine. Have a look at the screen while I'm here. It's recording.
Shall I check mine, maybe?
You could if you can get it easily. I wouldn't risk it to check it, if you know what I mean. Just try and see a screen. There's another Batman coming past. Ah, which is the real Batman?
Yep.
Yeah, looking good?
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good.
Very good.
All good.
There's a man dressed as a banana coming past.
Yes.
I resist the urge to do the... Let's go.
Oh, we're off. We're in.
I've just got to tighten myself up. Can you clutch the phones?
Yep.
I realise that my bum bag is gradually working its way down around my knees.
Yeah, that's
Because it's
good.
Heavy. Heavier that's than good. Usual. It's a lot of heavy bum bags out here today.
There you go.
Oh, Blue 330, okay.
Blue 330,
should we do Blue 330? Is that wise, Paul?
I don't think so.
I think we should probably let these people go.
I don't think so.
I don't think
we should stress too much each. Either way.
No, stop and wait. Stop and wait here. Here we address something I'd love to hear from our listeners about.
Yeah.
Just, it must be tough running with a big beard. Like that guy over there.
Yeah.
Do you get used to it, or is it like running wearing a scarf around your face?
It must be weird, yeah. Mostly I tend to go the other way. I like to be as hairless as possible.
All over your body?
Well, not just the old head. Just give it a good hey. Hey,
hey.
Les enfants. Thank you, Marshall.
Brilliant. No clue that guy's a running commentary listener except for that.
Yeah.
It could just be some bloke. Blow up daffodil, nice touch. Another Parkinson's shirt there. Have you seen that? It's the new Parkinson's
right.
shirt. It's nice.
Looks good, yeah.
It's not as nice as some running shirts, but...
No. Some merch. Through 12K.
We're behind a banana now, I think, for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, as we were wrapping up, we're talking about aches and pains. My toes are fine, but my hips aching.
Right.
Your legs heavy, steady?
Yeah, they're still heavy, but I think that's just going to be it. I think that's just something to work through.
That's today's legs.
Yeah, 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 that's today's
legs. I think that this bit of the marathon, if I remember. Hey!
Hiya!
Run on! I was just going to say, in my memory,
yeah,
there's this annual thing where you come around by Katsusaka, not the creek.
Yeah.
And you think, right, Tower Bridge. But of course, that's about five,
yeah, that's
six
a bit
miles. And so then we go into this bit, and you don't quite know what's going to happen, just more London.
Yeah.
And yet, hopefully, the other side of that is, once you've given up, suddenly...
That's when you hit it.
Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
So, that's this phase. There's a Chiltern runner. We see a lot of Chiltern runners up there. South Manchester Park run,
yeah.
They're who tends to pace that, I think.
Oh, yeah. We know all about him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying my little scuttle. Not feeling tired. It's one of those that... You get more tired the longer it goes on, don't you?
What's that?
Well, you get more tired the longer it goes on.
No, I don't understand.
With this one.
You're like a doctor.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. But it's good to get to it and know it.
It's good to get to halfway.
Get to it and see how we feel, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think what you said earlier on is true and worth remembering is that you're kind of training for it while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know, years ago we ran with the tribe guys who'd run 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And we said, how did you train for that? I said, well, we didn't bother, because you knew we were going to run 1,000 miles. So,
yeah,
you know, what you got we there just, is a 900-mile run with 100 miles training built in.
Yeah, we just set off, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah, makes a lot of sense to someone who was too busy living a high life in the Middle East.
Yes, of course,
to train properly. The toilet's coming up, Paul. Do you need to go?
I think I'm going to be all right with this one. I think so.
Me too. Again, we've shifted from a recognisable part of London to another part of London. Yeah. There's a fire engine flashing there, hopefully in support.
Yes, I think so.
Those kids are chanting, but I don't know what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep going! Keep going! So, frankly, it's not really helping. And that person looks like he's stocked up on two little bottles of his own urine.
Yep.
Which doesn't seem necessary. Go on, the Buxter! That's a good nickname. That's a good moment when they say, what do you want written on your t-shirt? Yeah, I'll go with
the Buxter.
The Buxter with two G's.
Hey. G's.
Ah, oh, she did the pull away.
Did she?
Just had my first pull away. 4-year-old girl.
I'm going to have a wee, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, enjoy. You said you wouldn't.
Stop.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.